That question coming up in a moment. As promised, we are joined by an infielder for the LA Dodgers. He's hitting .286. He's got 5 home runs and 14 runs batted in May. He was a 2018 Home Run Derby participant, a 5th-round pick in 2012 out of Oakland. The Dodgers have got the best record in the NL right now. They are hosting the Mets this evening. We are joined by Max Muncy. Max, good to have you on. How are you?
Good. How's it going, man?
Good, Max. So you dropped a tough one in the Mets yesterday that ended a 4-game winning streak. I guess ordinarily I'd ask you, how eager are you to get right back at it, get the taste out of your mouth? But the fact is, this team has not lost consecutive games in more than a month. So let me start there. How do you explain this team's ability to bounce back as often as it does?
We have a pretty veteran group of guys that know how to go out there and take it day by day and not let one thing carry over to the next, whether it's a good game the night before or a bad game. You know, everyone knows how to flush it and show up, and it's a brand new day every day.
That explains that. Max Muncy joining us, no doubt. So when a team has had the level of success that the Dodgers have had year in and year out, it seems like it might be easy for players to maybe tune out during the regular season, especially in the early months of the season because it's such a grind. So what's it say about this group that you've gotten off to such a good start this year?
I think it's just a big part of the culture that they've created in the clubhouse. All the guys that are in there, they understand what's going on. They understand the team they're on. They understand, you know, the expectations and everything. And, they show up every day ready to get their work in. They don't expect anything to be given to them. They know they have to earn it. And like I said, it's just part of the culture they've created. And so it makes it fun to go out there every day.
L.A. Dodger, Max Muncy, my guest. You know, there are a lot of different moments in the season that you and I could talk about, but if I were to go back to one on Saturday against the Pirates, Pittsburgh led 2-1 going to the top of the 5th, and then you led off the inning with a 12-pitch walk that Dave Roberts said, quote, completely flipped the game, end quote. I mean, not only was that a 12-pitch walk, you were down 1-2, you took a ball, you fouled off 3 pitches, you took another ball, you fouled off 3 more pitches, then you got the 4th ball. Like, what was your mindset during the at-bat? And how satisfying a walk was that?
The whole part of the at-bat was just try to grind it and put together a good at-bat. We know we'd been working Archer pretty good to that point. He had thrown a lot of pitches. We were pretty positive at that point. He wasn't going to be able to go deep in the game. Their bullpen had been taxed a little bit. So just kind of going into the at-bat, it was keep grinding and, hopefully find a way to get him out of the game. And, after a couple of pitches, I was a little bit out of my plan. Just, down 1-2, like you said. And from there, it's just kind of you got to go to work, got to go to battle, and try to win the at bat. And before long, it was I got the walk, and I got on first. And George Lombard, first base coach, immediately said that just won us the game.
It's an amazing at bat. Max Muncy joining us now. When you talk about going to work, you've now played 35 games at first, 15 games at second, 12 games at third, a couple of games as a pinch hitter. I mean, given where you were in your career not that long ago, how much does it mean to you to be in a spot where you're in the lineup just about every single day and contributing just about every chance you get?
It means everything to me. I was in a spot not too long ago where baseball wasn't really the funnest thing to me. It was mentally, I wasn't sure if it was what I was wanting to do. I was considering other options for my career, and to be able to get back to the point where it had been my entire life, where it was, the best thing in the world, and I couldn't wait to get out onto the field. And now I get a chance to do that every single day, like you said. It kind of just means the world to me, and it's something that means the world to my family as well.
Hey, Max, that's not something that would happen overnight, but how'd you turn that thing around? How'd you flip that on its head? How'd you get to a place from where I don't even know if I like doing this and I want to do this for the rest of my life to this is the thing I want most?
Honestly, it was kind of just going back to being a little kid. I had about a month or two where I was out of baseball, just kind of sitting on the couch. And during that time, me and my dad were going out to the cage every single day and just treating it like I was a kid again. He was just throwing to me. We were playing games, just, having fun and making it fun again. And from there, it was kind of realizing how much I missed playing and ready to get back out there. And so when I was ready to get back out there, it was put in more work and more work. And from there, it just kind of turned around.
I think that's amazing. Like, for instance, you and your dad doing that work. I mean, you were growing up in Texas and used to work with your dad. I mean, I got to be straight, dude. I wouldn't even mess with my 8th grader swing. I'm not even going there. The fact that you and your dad could get that work in, what were those sessions like? What were the types of things you talked about when you kind of reworked your swing?
Well, my dad's the person that knows me the best as far as baseball goes. He coached me from as long as I can remember up until about high school, and even then he still helped out a little bit. And so he knows my swing more than anyone in the world. And so he might not know the intricacies of the mechanics, but he can tell me the basics. And so that was basically what we did, was just get back to basics, kind of getting your legs, get a short quick step, short quick hands, and you know, from there we just kind of tweaked some things and got in a better position to hit and just went from there.
I love it. Max Muncy joining us. And then defensively, from the outside, it would seem like first, second, third are completely different positions. How different are they to you, and how do you approach each one?
Oh, they're all very different. You know, third base, you're never getting a routine ground ball. Anything that's hit to you is either, you know, a ball hit about 130 miles an hour, or it's a top spin ball that's taking weird hops. And then you got to make the long throw, and then you go to second, and it's, you know, just a completely different position altogether. You know, you got to move your feet around, you got to be able to get into the position, and then first is, you know, you got to make sure you can catch the ball for your guys, otherwise they're going to be pretty mad at you.
Right. You know, when you get a shot with the Dodgers last year, and then you mash like 35 home runs, you play a huge role in the postseason. The thing about the postseason is, I mean, it is such a grind. There is so much more pressure on every single pitch, every single swing. How much of a toll does that take on guys mentally? What's it like to be in the postseason?
It's tough. You know, the biggest thing is kind of what you touched on right there, mentally. You know, physically, it's a demanding sport, but mentally, it's probably one of the hardest ones out there. And then when you get to the playoffs, you know, just one game mentally is like you played three games in one day. Like that's how it felt after each and every one of those games. It's just that, you know, it's a totally different animal, and yeah, it's tough. It's but it's the whole reason you play the sport, though, is you want to get to the playoffs and get a chance to win.
Hey, Max, I got to ask you about Cody Bellinger really quickly. He had a game on Monday where he had a home run and two outfield assists. How would you describe what this guy's doing both at the plate and in the field right now?
He's one of those once in a generation talents. You know, he's something that's pretty special. He has all the tools to be an absolute superstar, and he's turning into that right now. And it's one of the things where it's really fun to watch. You just want to sit back and enjoy the ride, especially when you're on the team with him.
Now, you hit it really hard at the Michael Johnson Performance Center in the offseason. Like, what kinds of things were you working on, and have you noticed a difference this year?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing we were working on was first step quickness and explosiveness. That way I'd be able to play second base a little bit better and, you know, move around the field. That was the biggest thing I wanted to work on. And, you know, going to a place that is pretty famous for training track stars, I feel like that was the best option for me. And, you know, I feel like it just made a huge difference. It's helped my body out. It's helped me get through a long season. And it's definitely something I plan on doing again.
So finally, when you're there, I mean, obviously you're there to get your work in. You're a pretty focused guy and you're pretty serious. Are there other guys you kind of want to pick their brains? Do you see other athletes there that you want to get with and kind of talk to? Like, who are the types of guys that show up there when you're getting your work in?
Well, I mean, the biggest athletes are there when at that time of year is the college football players. They're showing up right after the bowl season. They're getting ready to do their training for the combine. So, no, those guys are all in there. It's kind of fun to see them. You realize, you know, how big those football players are in person. I mean, those guys are just monsters. And, you know, it's kind of just fun to be in there with other athletes. Everyone's kind of challenging themselves, and it makes it a fun atmosphere.
It's going to be a great environment. Max Muncy, my guest, 5 home runs, 14 runs batted in May. And the Dodgers have got the best record in the National League. They are hosting the Mets this evening. Max, really nice to have you on. Thanks for doing that on a game day. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you, Max. Thank you. Good job. Well done.